Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Immediately following the closing session of Kentucky Farm Bureau's annual meeting December 2nd, that group's board of directors met to prioritize the policies set by the voting delegates. Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says that priority list will serve as a guide for the organization dealing with the next session of the General Assembly convening in just 2 weeks. A top item is maintaining the work and funding for the State Ag Development Board.
Agriculture in Kentucky has done so well in the last 12, 15 years, and much of it we give credit to the legislature continuing to invest that money through the master settlement agreement into the Ag Development Board.
Haney says over the decades, agriculture leadership has had many blueprints and long-range plans, but since the tobacco settlement, those plans were codified and financially supported.
Those funds are utilized to improve the income of the farmers in this state and in production of agriculture, and being able to get new markets open and being able to spur interest in new production crops, and the diversification that we've had in agriculture production has really come from that investment, and we want to continue to see that.
Haney says the legislature deserves credit for designating 50% of the master settlement for the Ag Development Board and its work. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back with Farm Bureau President Mark Haney and the organization's priorities on state issues, taxation policies are always at the top of that list.
Farming, the margins are tight, so we want to really watch the taxation part, especially on property taxes.
He says voting delegates reaffirmed support of provisions of House Bill 44, which limits property tax increases to 4% plus new growth. Proposal to exceed 4% would go to the voters. He said obviously land is a critical need in agriculture, so related tax policy is critical as well.
Most of our resources and our capital is invested in our land and in our farms, and also in the infrastructure sitting on there, buildings and equipment, and how that's taxed is a very important issue for us.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.